Audio Generation, Economic 12, 1.
I am Liam. Welcome to a journey into the engine room of the Canadian economy. Have you ever wondered why the price of your favorite snack suddenly goes up? Or why the news is constantly buzzing about interest rate announcements? It isn't just random luck. There is a central pilot for our economic ship, the Bank of Canada. Located in Ottawa, this institution makes decisions that affect every single dollar in your pocket. Today we are going to pull back the curtain on monetary policy and see how this one building influences the entire country's financial health.
I am Maya. Before we talk about the bank, we have to talk about its primary subject, money. In Canada, money isn't just paper and polymer. It is a tool with three very specific jobs. It is a medium of exchange, a unit of account, and a store of value. Without these three functions, our economy would grind to a halt. We'll explore why the stability of these functions is the Bank of Canada's most important mission, and how they manage the total supply of money to keep our currency reliable on the world stage.
I am Chloe. My focus is on the lever of power. The Bank of Canada uses something called monetary policy to keep the economy from getting too hot or too cold. Their main tool is the target for the overnight rate. I will show you how raising or lowering this single percentage point can start a chain reaction that shifts the money supply, influences inflation, and even changes the value of our exchange rate. It is a delicate balancing act with a very specific goal, keeping inflation at 2%.
And I am Noah. While big economic theories are interesting, what matters most is how they hit your wallet. We are going to look at the individual impact of interest rate changes. Whether you are a student looking to save for university or a young adult planning to buy your first car, the Bank of Canada's decisions determine how much that will cost you. Understanding the link between Ottawa's policy and your local bank's rates is the first step towards sophisticated financial planning. Let's start with the basics of money.
Let's look at the three functions of money that Chloe mentioned. First, money is a medium of exchange. Imagine trying to buy a laptop by trading 300 apples. If the computer store owner doesn't want apples, you're stuck. Money solves this by being a universally accepted way to trade. Second, it is a unit of account. This provides a common yardstick. It allows us to compare the value of a car to the value of a house using a single number. Finally, it is a store of value. If you work today and earn $50, you expect to be able to use that money a month from now to buy the same amount of goods. This is where the Bank of Canada comes in. If money loses its value too quickly because of inflation, it fails as a store of value. People lose trust in the currency, and the economy collapses. This is why the bank must carefully manage the total money supply in circulation.
The Bank of Canada's primary mission is inflation control. They want to make sure that the purchasing power of your dollar remains stable. To do this, they use monetary policy. Think of the economy like an oven. If the oven gets too hot, prices rise too fast. This is inflation. To cool it down, the bank raises interest rates. High rates make it more expensive for businesses to borrow money to build factories, and for people to borrow money for houses. This slows down the money supply growth and brings prices back down. On the other hand, if the oven is too cold, a recession, unemployment rises. To fix this, the bank lowers interest rates. This is a pro for the economy because it encourages spending and borrowing, which creates jobs and gets money moving again. Their target is to keep the annual inflation rate between 1 and 3%, with a solid target of 2%. This stability is what allows the Canadian dollar to remain competitive with the US dollar and other global currencies.
So how does a change in Ottawa end up affecting your bank account? It's called the transmission mechanism. When the Bank of Canada changes its target rate, commercial banks like TD, RBC, or Scotiabank change their prime rate. If you have a credit card or a car loan, your interest rate is usually tied to this prime rate. If the Bank of Canada raises rates, the cost of your debt goes up. This is a con for your short-term spending, because you'll have less money left over after paying your bills. However, there is a pro for savers. High interest rates mean the bank pays you more to keep your money with them. For a high school student with a savings account or a GIC, high rates mean your money grows faster. Understanding this relationship is vital for your financial planning. If you see the Bank of Canada raising rates to fight inflation, it's a signal to focus on saving and avoid taking on new debt. If they are lowering rates, it might be the right time to look into that student loan for college.
The Bank of Canada also acts as the, quote, lender of last resort. In times of extreme economic challenge, like a global financial crisis, they step in to provide liquidity to the system to prevent a total collapse. They also manage our exchange rates. If the Canadian dollar becomes too weak, everything we import from other countries, like iPhones or oranges, becomes more expensive. By adjusting interest rates, the bank can influence the demand for our dollar, which helps stabilize our international trade. It's a massive responsibility. In our next video, we'll look at how we actually measure if the bank is doing a good job by using indices like the Consumer Price Index. For now, just remember, the Bank of Canada isn't just a building, it's the heartbeat of our financial system. They use the interest rate lever to navigate between the dangers of recession and the heat of inflation. Take a moment to look at the Bank of Canada's official website. See if you can find the current interest rate and read their latest monetary policy report. It will tell you exactly where they think the economy is headed next.
When we analyze the role of the bank, we also have to consider the reserve ratio. While Canada doesn't have a mandatory reserve ratio like some other countries, the Bank of Canada still manages the quote-quote settlement balances of our major banks. This is a technical way of saying they ensure banks have enough cash to handle all the transactions Canadians make every day. By adjusting the interest they pay to banks on these balances, the Bank of Canada can push the entire market's interest rates up or down. This affects the money supply, the total amount of cash, coins, and bank deposits in our system. If the money supply grows too fast compared to the goods and services we produce, you get too much money chasing too few goods, which causes inflation to skyrocket. This is why the bank's role is so critical. They are the gatekeepers of our currency's value.
Finally, consider how these changes impact employment rates. In your CIA4U or HIP4O studies, you'll see that monetary policy has a, quote, lag. It takes about 18 to 24 months for an interest rate change to fully work its way through the economy. This means the bank has to be like a weather forecaster, making decisions today based on what they think will happen 2 years from now. If they wait until everyone is unemployed to lower rates, it's already too late. If they wait until prices are doubling to raise rates, the damage is already done. This proactive approach is what keeps the Canadian economy resilient. By understanding the bank's tools, you aren't just a spectator in the economy. You become an informed participant who can anticipate changes in the cost of living and the availability of jobs. In the next session, we'll get into the math of the Consumer Price Index so you can calculate exactly how these big decisions in Ottawa change the price of your groceries.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.